Previously on 24. This is Jack Bauer. I need to speak with the president. They're not going to be able to defuse this bomb. We're going to have to fly it out of here.
Ground Zero has to be a precise location.
A pilot will have to go down with the plane. It's a suicide mission.
Who ended up flying the plane? Did you get a name?
Jack Bauer.
Get Air Force One ready as soon as possible.
Sir, do you mind if I ask where you're going?
Los Angeles.
Who's he?
His name is Yusuf Auda. His government assigned him as an intelligence liaison. They helped us get the hard drive from Ali's safe house. It's a recording of a conversation that took place in Cyprus about 4 months ago.
Conversation between who?
Syed Ali and these high-ranking government officials.
These three countries not only knew about the bomb, but they bought it and supplied it to Syed Ali.
Yeah.
Sam?
Daddy, what's that noise? Where are you?
I'm in a plane. We found the bomb. We needed someone to fly it over the desert so when the bomb exploded, nobody would get killed. And someone turned out to be me.
I love you more than anything in the world.
George, what the hell are you doing here?
Brought something for you. It's a parachute.
George, I already told you I'm taking this plane in.
You still got a life, Jack. What's left? But going straight and level and taking it down into a dive. Am I right?
You really think you can do this?
Jack, I'm supposed to do this.
The following takes place between 11 p.m. and 12 a.m.
Thank you.
get a hold of my daughter. Tell her that I'm still alive.
Radio transmissions are a no-go. Cell sites are down for miles.
You'll have to wait till we get there. Copy.
Could everyone gather around, please? This will just take a minute. George Mason asked me in advance to thank you all for your dedication. Now, thanks to his sacrifice and your hard work, millions of lives were saved. And that's a result that we can be proud of. Now, to say that this has been a long day would be a major understatement. And I know you're all tired, but this isn't over yet. We still got a lot of work to do. Now, the Cyprus recording is our primary focus, and that's critical to any military response that Washington's considering. So let's get back at it, huh?
Almeida. I'm supposed to update my office right now, but I've got nothing to report except that I've been excluded from this investigation since I arrived.
Look, I'll tell you what I can, when I can.
My country permitted your operatives to raid Ali's apartment under the condition that I would be involved in this investigation.
I understand your frustration, Mr. Auda. And you can call your office and tell them anything you like. But we've got work to do here, and you're simply not authorized to be part of it.
He doesn't look too happy.
Yeah. Are the audio guys ready?
Yeah, they're all waiting for you. Where's Michelle?
Interrogating Ali.
Why?
See if he can shed any light on the recording. Look, we're going to have to start this meeting without her. The president's waiting for confirmation on the recording's authenticity. You take care of that?
Yeah.
Thanks.
ستصلك النقود والقنبلة عن المصادر التي تحدثنا بها.
سنغير الآلة.
This tape was recovered from the hard drive in your apartment. It's a record of a meeting you had with these three men on April 5th in Cyprus. They're all high-ranking officials from three Arab countries, one of them your own. The tape proves that you conspired with these men to detonate a nuclear bomb on U.S. soil. Were there others present who didn't speak? Whatever you don't tell me, you'll tell the interrogators in Guantanamo under much less comfortable circumstances. So I'll ask you one more time.
Tell me what you want me to say, and I will say it.
I want the truth.
What does the truth matter when you have this recording?
Explain what that means.
It means I never spoke to any of these men.
You're denying that the meeting took place?
There was never a meeting. I was not even in Cyprus in April.
Where were you?
Berlin.
They'll find out the truth in Guantanamo.
Why would I lie about this when I told you the truth about the bomb?
To protect your country?
The bomb was a second wave operation only. I have never met those men.
Agent Gibson, I take it your team has finished the analysis of the Cyprus recording?
Yes, sir.
Could you walk us through it, please?
We began by obtaining voice samples for Syed Ali and the three government officials on the recording. We deconstructed the sound waves and isolated unique qualities that are the vocal equivalent of a fingerprint. Our studies indicate that the voices on the Cyprus audio are, in fact, those of Syed Ali and the three government ministers in question.
Now, this recording could have been created by putting pieces of different conversations together, right?
Yes, but reconstruction always leaves artifacts, mismatched acoustical signatures or altered cadences. We found no such artifacts.
Is there any chance that this recording could have been doctored in a way that we couldn't detect?
Of course, anything's theoretically possible. But I can say with absolute certainty that the finest experts using the very best equipment available cannot find any evidence that this recording is anything but a genuine and accurate record of an actual conversation.
A conversation in which these four men sat in the same room and conspired to detonate a nuclear bomb on U.S. soil.
Yes, sir.
Just finished talking with Ellie. He claims that he's never even spoken to any of the men in the recording. He says it's a complete fabrication and that he was in Berlin on April 5th, not Cyprus. He could be telling the truth.
He still thinks we killed one of his sons. He's trying to save the rest of his family by denying that his country's one of the three behind the nuke.
I agree, he has a clear motive to lie, but if there's any possibility that he's telling the truth, I think we need to investigate.
But he's not. I mean, it's obvious.
It's not obvious to me.
In a contest between the physical evidence and the word of an attempted mass murderer, it's clear which wins.
Gary.
And no offense, Michelle, but your experience as an interrogator is limited.
All right, Carrie, that's enough.
I sat 3 feet away from the man, and I believe that he is a broken man without the strength or resolve to lie.
All right, look. I'm going to tell the president what Ali said when I call him to pass on Agent Gibson's findings. Now, if we don't have anything else here, I think we're finished, right? Thank you.
CTU managed to detonate the bomb within a few meters of the designated coordinates.
I'm going over the field report now, but I'm not seeing any casualty estimates.
We expect zero direct casualties, or close to it.
I want to give Jack Bauer's daughter my personal condolences.
You won't have to, sir. Bauer wasn't on the plane at the time the bomb was detonated.
Do we know how this happened?
Apparently another man ended up piloting the plane. We're still getting the details.
Sir, we just got word from CTU. They finished their analysis of the Cyprus audio. It's real. And we have proof that Syed Ali, the man behind the bomb, was given direct support from the ministers of the three different countries. Here's the transcript of their analysis, including margins of error.
Do we have any reason to doubt the veracity of this recording?
Well, Ali is denying it, but I suppose that's to be expected.
Are the Joint Chiefs ready?
General Bowden has them on standby.
Given the evidence, we don't have the option of not responding. I don't see any way around this. Do you? I want to issue a statement that there was a nuclear weapon, but there were no casualties.
I will alert the network, sir.
And contact the Hill. Let them know I'll be calling for an emergency session of Congress, during which I'll be asking them for a formal declaration of war.
Wants to see your report before you send it to the Pentagon.
I'm ordering more data points. I need another 15 minutes.
Fine. You all right?
Yeah, just a little tired, like everyone else.
No, I mean about before. I know it got tense between you and Carrie.
I can handle Carrie.
Look, the truth is, you don't have the training or the experience to read a guy like Ali. Now, that's my fault. I shouldn't put you in that position.
Doesn't mean we shouldn't press him harder.
They'll take care of that at Guantanamo.
Maybe too late.
We're sending him now. I'm heading over right now to make sure the handoff goes as planned.
Okay.
General Bowden, my understanding is it'll take between 8 and 10 weeks to call up reserve troops and redeploy forces for a full-scale ground assault in the region.
Yes, sir. We have the resources in place to initiate a rolling start immediately.
Rolling start?
Surgical strikes against early warning radar and anti-aircraft installations, followed immediately by precision bombing of targets that will severely degrade their military and telecommunications capabilities.
Can these first strikes be underway by the time I address the nation this morning?
When are you scheduled to go on the air, sir?
6 hours from now.
We'll be ready, sir.
Mr. President.
Gentlemen, ladies, would you hold, please?
Deputy Prime Minister Barghouti is calling. It's the second call he's placed since the bomb was detonated.
Oh, well past the point of words, Lynn. We're about to invade his country.
But he doesn't know that yet. And if you don't take his phone call, he may read between the lines.
Deputy Prime Minister.
Thank you for taking my call, Mr. President. The Prime Minister wanted me to express his outrage and horror for what has occurred.
Thank you.
That you found the bomb in time is truly a miracle.
I'm not sure I believe in miracles, sir. My people are very good at what they do.
Yes, indeed they are.
I'm sure you're aware that we've arrested one of your citizens in connection to the bomb, Syed Ali.
An outlaw. He has eluded us for years. Expect our full cooperation with this prosecution and punishment.
I would expect nothing less.
I realize that we've had our differences, and today has been an especially trying day.
But we are both fighting the same battle. My government remains dedicated to the destruction of Second Wave, as well as any other terrorist organization that may have been responsible for this atrocity.
That's good to know.
Mr. President, I understand you will be under a great deal of political pressure to respond to what has happened.
I am confident that you have the strength to resist that pressure.
If you're concerned about a rush to judgment, you needn't be. We're merely gathering evidence.
I appreciate your candor, Mr. President.
And I appreciate your solidarity, Deputy Prime Minister.
Of course.
You'll hear from me soon.
Sheriff's Department. Now, we sent a man over to your sister-in-law's to meet Kim. He was going to call when she got there, but that's his number in case you want to follow up.
Okay, thanks. George told me to put you in charge.
Yeah. How about that, huh? Trial by fire, right?
You're going to do great.
Look, we'll catch up later, right?
Yeah. Hi, Sergeant Griggs there, please. No, I need to speak with him.
He's not here, sir.
Is this not his personal line?
What is this regarding, please?
My name's Jack Bauer. I'm over at CTU. It's regarding my daughter.
Sir, Sergeant Griggs isn't available. If your daughter's in any immediate danger, please.
No, she's not in any immediate danger. Listen, ma'am. Fine, just give me the number. Okay.
Glad you're okay, Jack.
Thanks.
Look, I know Tony's running things, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but I don't know who else to talk to.
About what?
I think the president's planning a major military action based on a recording that was found in Ali's apartment. It links high-ranking officials from three governments to the nuke. Problem is, Ali claims it was a fake.
And you believe?
I don't know what to believe. I just think we ought to be sure before we retaliate against these countries.
Well, that's Tony's call. I'm sorry, I'm trying to get a hold of my daughter.
No, I understand that, but you're the one who broke Ali. You can read him better than anyone here or at Guantanamo. Please, Jack, before Ali is gone, he's the only one who can prove whether or not this recording is real.
Fine, I'll talk to him. Do me a favor, see if you can get a hold of the Sergeant Griggs. Tell him it's regarding my daughter.
Yes, this is Michelle Dessler over at CTU. I'm looking for Sergeant Griggs.
Please hold.
There you go. Bring him out.
Stand by for go. Standing by, A2-12.
I just want to talk to him before they get him to Guantanamo.
Gentlemen, hold up. We have a word with the prisoner. I want you to know we didn't kill your son. We staged it. When you get to Guantanamo, they'll let you speak with your family. I need to know something. The Cypress recording, is it fake?
What I told the woman was true.
Syed Ali has just been shot. We've got a shooter on one of the southwest roofs. Tell him now!
This is primary escort. We have a situation. We have a prisoner down and a sniper on the roof.
Just got off the line with LAPD, the perimeter set up.
How the hell did anybody know we were moving him?
Half of the intelligence community knew we had him in custody. The leak could have come from anywhere.
I figure the shooter's got to be connected to one of the countries implicated in the Cypress recording, right?
Maybe.
What do you mean? They had the most to lose by Ali talking. Who else would it have been?
I don't know, but after this, I'm starting to think Ali might have been telling the truth.
You talked to Michelle?
No, I talked to Ali.
I've got Captain Raskin from LAPD for you.
Yeah, well, 1 minute, please. Let me get this straight. You're taking Syed Ali's word over every expert we have?
Tony, Ali was killed for a reason. You have to find out whether or not it was because he could prove that that recording was fabricated.
Yeah, our best people have already verified that recording.
Fine. We'll keep the door open. Assign a few men to it.
I don't have any men to spare, Jack. The Pentagon's got us processing intel from 9 different countries. And frankly, I think this is a dead end.
Sir, Captain Raskin just wants
to... 1 minute,
to
please. Could you just give me a minute? Thank you.
Tony. The president is going to make some very, very serious decisions based on the information that he got from that recording. If there's the slightest chance that that thing is not genuine, you have a responsibility to cut it.
You're going
to
lecture me on responsibility, Jack? I mean, come on. We both know how you work. You consider going against the grain some kind of a virtue.
Why are you talking to me like this?
Because I got a job to do, and I don't appreciate being told how to do it.
I'm just trying to help.
I don't need your help, Jack. Don't get me wrong, I appreciate everything you've done for us today, really I do. But I think it's time you go get your daughter. Let us handle the rest of this, all right?
Yeah, fine.
Thanks. Yeah.
Mr. Almeida.
Thank you.
kind of problem?
Can I just use the bathroom? Please, I'll be quick.
All right, come on. Back on your left. Watch your step.
Casualty estimates for the initial air campaign are minimal, a dozen at most.
What about the ground campaign?
There are numerous scenarios, depending obviously on how long the campaign lasts, if chemical or biological weapons are deployed against our troops, which frankly I think they will be.
Okay, take that all into account and give me a number, General.
A simultaneous ground assault against the three countries, which lasts 5 weeks, will result in 10 to 30,000 American casualties.
And if China and Russia enter the conflict against us?
There's no upper limit to that number, Mr. President. But it's an unlikely scenario. They'll want to insinuate themselves into control of the oil fields.
Yes.
Lynn, I have Jack Bauer for the President. It's an emergency.
One moment. Sir, it's Jack Bauer for you.
Excuse me again. Jack, it's good to hear your voice, but I'm in a meeting with the Joint Chiefs right now.
I'm sorry, sir, but I felt this was important enough to interrupt you. Syed Ali has just been assassinated. CTU was transferring him over to Guantanamo when it happened.
What are you talking about? By whom?
We don't know yet, sir. But I think it has to do with a conversation that was recorded in Cyprus. Mr. President, I don't believe it's genuine.
That recording was authenticated.
Sir, authentication is never 100%.
Do you have any evidence to the contrary?
Syed Ali said he was in Berlin when the alleged conversation took place. He said the entire recording was fabricated.
Okay, I'm aware of his denials.
Mr. President, I'm just worried that someone is trying to manipulate you into taking the kind of military action I assume you're about to take.
Look, the fact that Syed Ali was killed does not prove that the recording was fabricated.
No, sir, I know that. I know it doesn't. But I just feel a responsibility to tell you that I believe that he was assassinated because he was, in fact, telling the truth.
Do you have any hard evidence, Jack?
Aside from Ali's denials, no, sir, nothing concrete.
Listen to me. I don't want to initiate a military action based on erroneous information. But I can't stop it based on conjecture.
I understand, sir, I do. Mr. President, if I were to get you some proof, how much time would I have?
Our military response is only hours away, Jack. You better do it soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. President.
We don't have any updates at this time, sir. As soon as we do, we'll patch them through.
This is Dessler.
Michelle, it's Jack. Look, for the time being, I want you to keep this information between us, okay? I just talked to the president. He will not halt any military action unless we can provide him with proof.
Ali was our only proof.
There's got to be another way to establish Ali's presence at that time. Other foreign agencies must have been tracking him as well.
An intelligence official from one of the target countries is here.
What are you talking about here at CTU? Why?
We struck an intelligence sharing agreement earlier today. Look, he's the one who escorted the evidence from Ali's apartment.
And you think he knows something?
He might. But Tony doesn't want him talking to anyone.
Okay, fine. What's his name?
Yusuf Auda. A-U-D-A.
Okay, I'll pull up his CV, see if I can run a background check. I'll get back to you.
Jack?
Kate.
I didn't think... I thought you weren't coming back.
I didn't think I was either.
How?
It's a long story.
But everything's okay, right? I mean, they said the bomb was detonated safely.
No, everything's fine. It's gonna be fine. How are you? Are you okay?
Yeah. My dad's still a little shaken up.
Sorry.
Ms. Warner.
I have to go.
She needs to be debriefed.
Okay. We'll see you in a little while.
I'm really glad you're okay.
Thanks. Joint Chiefs are revising down their material estimate between 10 and 20%. That's good news, sir.
None of this is good news, Mike.
General Bowden is ready to walk you through the strategy statement.
I need a few more minutes.
How long should I tell him?
When I'm ready, Mike.
What is it, Mr. President?
Telephone conversation with Jack Bauer keeps playing in my head. I'm worried that we may be moving too fast.
Mr. President, your ability to analyze a situation is your strongest asset. But it's also your greatest liability.
I don't want to make a mistake that our children and their children will have to pay for.
Sir, we have evidence that's been confirmed by every military and intelligence expert on the payroll.
Everyone except Jack Bauer.
It's natural for you to be having doubts right now. I'd be worried if you weren't having doubts. But when the public learns what happened, they'll want a decisive response. They'll demand it.
We're not responding to satisfy anyone's bloodlust.
Oh, sir, we're not. We're responding because three countries colluded with a terrorist group to explode a nuclear bomb on our soil. And we have proof.
What if the proof is a lie?
It isn't.
Are you sure, Mike? Are you sure?
I'll tell General Bowden you'll call when you're ready.
Mr. Howden, my name is Jack Bowden.
If you're here to give me another excuse, don't waste your time.
I'm not here to give you excuses. I need to ask you a few questions about the evidence taken from Syed Ali's apartment.
How would I know it was found? You people refused to include me in the discovery process. Why not ask them?
My colleagues might not be interested in the same questions that I am. I'm trying to determine whether or not the evidence could have been compromised before it even got here.
Before I tell you anything, tell me what you know. Whatever evidence was found in Ali's apartment, they're keeping it from me, which suggests it incriminates my country.
I'm sorry, I'm not at liberty to discuss that. You and I are not even supposed to be talking.
So you're asking me to help you without offering anything in return?
I know I'm asking a lot.
It's asking too much.
Ms. Bauer?
Hello, Jack.
Who is this?
The only person who can prove Syed Ali was not in Cyprus in April. Meeting with Arab leaders. The recording they found in Ali's apartment,
in case you haven't figured it out already, is bogus.
How do you know that?
Because I'm the one who planted it. I was in Cyprus on April 5th. I placed it in Ali's apartment.
And I'm just supposed to believe you?
You don't have a choice. That's why I killed Ali, so you'd have to deal with me.
How do I know you killed him?
I almost had to take you out too, Jack.
But you moved at the last second. Dying to know what you two were talking about.
What do you want?
Kate Warner.
Why? Why do you want her?
Just get her out of CTU.
Bring her to the alley at the intersection of Meridian and Moore Park. There's a small warehouse. Look for the door under the neon sign.
My access to CTU is limited at best.
You're resourceful. You'll find a way.
You didn't answer my question. Why do you want her?
Don't worry about that now, Jack.
She hasn't been released yet from CTU. She's still in debriefing.
You got 30 minutes. Bring her to the warehouse. Just the two of you.
30 minutes is not enough time.
Just open up for 1 minute.
There's another store that's open 10 miles down the road west on Route 14.
We're going the wrong direction. We're going to the mountains.
Look, I'm closed. I'm not going to tell you again.
Don't you know what's going on?
Yeah, I'm about to call the cops.
Look, I have cash. I'll pay you
double. I already closed out the register.
Please tell him to let me in. My wife's pregnant. She can't be here. Look, open the damn door.
That's it. That is it.
911, what is your emergency?
Yeah, some crazy guy's trying to bust into my store. No, I'm closed, but he keeps threatening me. Yeah, it's King's Liquor, Soledad Canyon Road, right off of Route 14.
Officers are on their way.
They always come out at night. All kinds of crazy people.
It's starting.
What?
Nothing.
Don't give me that. Come on, you said it's starting. What the hell's that supposed to mean?
Let go of him and get up. I said let go of him. Now get out of here.
I didn't mean for this to happen. I'm just trying to get to the mountains.
I said go.
Give me the gun. I'm not gonna hurt anyone, I promise.
Just go. Michelle Dessler.
Hey, it's me, Jack.
Was Yusef out of helpful?
No, not yet. He's got some trust issues. I'm right behind you. Look, I think there's going to be another way to prove that the Cypress recording was faked. I'm going to need your help. You're going to have to trust me.
Yeah, whatever you need.
Okay, I'll get back to you tomorrow.
You should have let me in when I asked. My wife is 7 months pregnant. I didn't want to hurt anyone.
Just go.
After I pay, I told you I had money. I didn't come here to steal. I said I want to pay!
All right.
I'm not a criminal. Turn on the TV.
Speculation has continued to grow around the unidentified explosion spotted by at least two commercial aircraft and a weather satellite. While a statement from the president is forthcoming, one unconfirmed source suggested that the blast could only have been caused by a nuclear explosion.
That's true. My brother works at a USGS station in Palmdale. He overheard a scientist talking.
You knew about this, didn't you?
I can see them and step out. Leave
her alone!
Give me
the gun!
Put the gun down and come out with your hands up!
How long did the two men talk?
Just for a few minutes at a time. And it was mostly in Arabic, which I understand a little bit. They didn't seem too much in a hurry about anything.
So did you get the impression that they knew each other really well?
Yeah. Like they were partners.
Baker.
Yeah.
You did the McCulley interview last week, right?
Yeah, I did.
It's a page missing from the transcript. Must have happened when it was filed. You have a copy of the original?
Yeah, but I have another hour or two here.
Can't wait. Division wants it right now. Just glad I double-checked before it got sent out.
Yeah. Sorry, I'll be right back.
Okay.
I need you to come with me now.
Well, I still have another hour or two with Agent Baker. Then I have to deal with my father.
This is urgent.
What's going on? You said everything was fine, but this was over.
It's not. I'll explain in the car.
Yeah, Almeida.
Yeah, it's Carrie.
What's up?
Unless I'm misreading the situation, Jack is trying to remove Kate Warner from CTU.
I'll be right down.
Oh, God! I didn't mean to! He came at me! Please don't let him die! Look, I didn't mean for this to happen. It was a mistake! I was just trying to protect my wife.
Lower level, space 11.
Thanks, Brian. Come on, Kate.
Where the hell do you think you're going, Jack?
I don't have time to explain.
Let's find the time.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
Kate, you stay against the wall. Tony, put down the gun.
Not till you tell me what you're doing, Jack.
I'm sorry, I can't. Who do you think you're kidding here, Tony? You're not gonna shoot me. Put the gun down. Put the gun down.
Okay, come on, we gotta go. Now, let's go.